Item 8, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services and the Deputy Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, DAS, submitting an informational report on the 800 megahertz public safety radio system project. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Gentlemen.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Don Tyler, Director of Administrative Services. With me is not the deputy, is actually the, for one more day, the Chief Information Officer for IMSD. And first of all, I just wanted, if you would indulge me for a moment, Chris is going on into his second and I think final retirement, moving to on a beautiful lake in Manitowoc, I believe. In Walworth County, unfortunately, but we won't hold that against him. It's a well-deserved second and final retirement. What he's done for Milwaukee County in the IMSD area is remarkable. I think many of you know we've had some major, major infrastructural challenges within our IT. He's done a great job in getting the support, the financial support needed to build up that infrastructure, and has made some good headway over the last 2.5 years. He leaves behind a really strong leadership team. Lori Pinella, most of you, probably all of you know Lori Pinella and what she's done for the county through the years. She will be the interim chief information officer as I cast the net out to see what's out there, but would frankly consider her as a potential candidate because of her great leadership skills and her 5 years of experience in the IT area. So I just wanted to kind of acknowledge Chris's last day tomorrow and thank him for the great job that he has done, and want to let you guys know that we've got good leadership ahead as we begin that search. So the purpose of this is really an informational report, and I'm going to ask Chris to kind of provide the review. This is the informational report related to the 800 megahertz public safety radio system project. We've made tremendous progress. It has not been easy. I think you know that. It's a kind of a change management, speaking to Supervisor Johnson's comment about change management. It's been a change management issue across the municipalities. We've worked closely with them along the way, and I know that they've reached out to you as well, as they should. But we think that we've got something that is very workable. So what we wanted to do is provide you with this report with the expectation of coming into September, we're going to be seeking your approval on an important next step on this platform, and that is basically the IGA agreements, because we need to get that in place so we can take it to the final phase in getting this thing rolled out. So Chris will provide you with kind of a quick informational update, and then we'll take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the comments. And Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I want to thank you for your support these past 2.5 years. It has been difficult. It's been a challenge, but without your support and help, I couldn't have done what I needed to do. There's still a lot more to do yet, but I think we've got the ball rolling. So I'm very confident, very happy. I want to express my appreciation.
Thank you.
Part of the 2010 capital budget, the County Board approved the build-out of an entirely new public safety radio system for Milwaukee County. And it's I won't bore you with the details, but it's a simulcast 800 megahertz trunk radio system. Is that enough detail for you? It is countywide, and we're building out using proven technologies. I'm real happy to report that. The reason it was proposed was that the current system is obsolete. It's increasingly expensive to maintain. We're buying parts out of warehouses from other counties and it's agencies that are taking down their systems. It was simply time to do the work that we had to do. We partnered with Waukesha County, and I have to tell you, coming out of the private sector, and I hate to use that phrase, but I'm going to use it, is that it was just a great example of a best practices RFP that was executed with Milwaukee County and Waukesha County. And I really stand behind the work that was done by both entities. In 2013, the results came back. We wrote a contract with your approval. We awarded the bid to Motorola Solutions. And fast forwarding, we are essentially on schedule, on scope, and on budget with respect to the implementation of the countywide system. I believe just last week we took delivery of all the equipment, and it houses an area the size of a gymnasium. So it's not an insignificant build that we're going through. This is a pretty big deal. And you know, I have to thank Lori Pinella, Rich Moscato, Hugh Morris, and all that, because the work they've put into this has been phenomenal. Moving forward, the build is underway. We expect to actually turn the system on by fourth quarter of this year for the first six channels and start rolling it out to municipalities. We expect to be essentially complete with the build of the system by the end of 2016 and fully operational. The old system will be taken down and disposed of. As Don mentioned, I won't spend a lot of time here because I think Don wants to talk about governance. It has been contentious. For us, sustainability of the system is important. You know, I've listened to the talk here about deferred maintenance. We need to pay attention to this. We think we're putting together a good plan that's going to carry us forward with respect to operations in the future, maintain the system at an affordable set of subscriber fees. We're also talking about how we're going to, 15 years from now, build a new system, because we are going to have to build a new system. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So we've been working with the communities, and we've got pretty good agreement. I think the last raise of hands, Don, we showed roughly 15 communities, agencies that are going to join us on this system. I personally believe that number will grow over time. We met with those communities.
Just
I
clarify that. Is that 15 agencies or communities? So for instance, if you get the North Shore Fire Department representing seven, are there police departments all on board as well then?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I use the word agency. I'm sometimes not even clear what it means myself, but, it would be the communities. We do have other agencies, I suspect, like internal agencies and such. Okay. Things are going well. It was a great governance meeting. We've had a good show of hands. I'm not going to, talk a lot about this, but we had roughly 15 communities represented at this initial focus group on how we're going to put together governance from an operational perspective and from a future investment perspective. I know we've got a good show of hands with respect to who's going to participate in the governance board and how we're going to operate. And, Dan, I'm going to turn this over to you.
Sure. I think we can take it for questions. The only thing I want to go back to is it's true that we've had 15 municipalities raise their hand. So what does that mean, raise their hand? It doesn't mean that they've signed on the dotted line, nor does it mean that you are no longer going to be meeting with representatives of those municipalities and them being frustrated with the fee arrangement. But we've asked them with a deadline of June 30th, to the extent that they're interested in continuing the dialogue and there's good intent in moving forward with us based on knowing the fact that we're going to be presenting to the board this fee structure that, with all those caveats, if you're interested in continuing the dialogue, we want to know. So raise your hand. And it's those 15 that have raised their hand. I just want to make sure you know that it could be that we end up with 17. It could be that we end up with 10. But right now we've gotten 15 that have raised their hand. It's important for us to move forward so we can stay the course on this project. The build-out is contingent upon getting a commitment from the various municipalities, and that's why it's so important for us to get that show of hands, and then the next step is to not only continue to raise your hand, but now go to your respective boards and seek approval for the IGA for September board approval.
Why don't we jump into some questions, Supervisor Broderick?
Thanks. I guess the question that comes to me is, how many didn't raise their hands? I know I have received calls from Whitefish Bay and,
right,
and Sherwood. I'm assuming those might be two.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Shorewood and Whitefish Bay would be in the category under the North Shore umbrella of raising their hand. That's not to say that the elected officials, rightly so, should be sitting down with you and expressing their frustration of having to carry the water. So we recognize that, and we actually say, yes, that's a part of the process, right? So the ones that we know that have not raised their hand for sure is Greenfield, for sure, because from my understanding, they have a history of going it alone, which is absolutely fine with us. As a matter of fact, we understand that there are various municipalities that are likely to go it alone. And we will continue to have interoperability with those municipalities, but if they choose to go it alone, that's fine for us. We'd rather have them together, but if they want to go it alone, that's up to them. City of Milwaukee, obviously. Oak Creek is, they raise their hand, but they also recognize, or they express to me personally, that they're doing a comparative analysis between the WISCOM platform, because they did receive a grant from WISCOM or from the state, and they're doing a comparative analysis right now. So I would say that, you know, if I were a betting man, Oak Creek will probably go down that WISCOM track. There might be one or two, but I'm not sure beyond that. Do you know, Chris?
Yeah, just a couple comments. We took a lot of time this last 2 months meeting with each community, with the leadership of each community, and telling them why we're investing in the system, why we chose the system that we did, why we chose not to go with WISCOM, all facts-based information. And we told them, you know, we provided them the worksheet that said, this is what it's going to cost to partner with Milwaukee County on this. And all we ask you to do is ask the same questions for any other solution that you provide. Do a facts-based cost comparison and feature comparison and all those other things, so that when all said and done, you're happy with what you get. So we took a lot of time on that. We met with every community.
Supervisor Weisheim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, I don't think that the problem is that they don't want to work with Milwaukee County. It's the fee structure you're putting out there. And the reason that Greenfield isn't with us is simply they're getting their system for free. The cost to West Allis, at least in the proposal that's been presented, is over $100,000. I don't think that you're going to get, you know, eventually too many takers on that. And I don't quite understand if we have a competitor coming in that's promising the world for nothing, and people like Greenfield are jumping on, and like you said, Oak Creek is going to jump on this thing. It is in our interest, and we should be worried when people aren't part of the system, especially this. If they don't want to use, you know, whatever, some lawn care system, that's one thing. But this is emergency services. This is how public safety, has to communicate. And we should be looking at a countywide and regional system. And, in fact, I don't understand how after 9/11 and all that federal funding and everything else that come down, that we are listening to somebody say it's okay that municipalities – go their own way. Everybody, police, fire, emergency services, have to communicate and need to be on the same platform. So, to take what you said earlier when we were dealing with the debt service allocation that we're supposed to budget, I don't quite understand why we didn't, say, okay, the initial couple years is going to cost us a couple $1 million for these radios and platforms, and budget for that. Instead of having a $20 million surplus, let's have a $17 million surplus and get all these people on board in a unified system. Now, I can understand Milwaukee not doing their thing because they, geographically, they're about, two-thirds of the county, and they have their open sky system where they put money into that, and maybe they'll join us probably 10 years from now. But until they... you have to get the other 18 municipalities together. It doesn't make any financial sense to me if you allow 6-7 communities to go their own way. on stuff, and it causes more problems in the future. And I think it'd be interesting to get Corp Counsel's review. I thought in the resolution that we had passed that required them to come back with any fee structure if there was one, but that our direct beginning point was that no fee, it was not our intention to charge a fee.
Can you respond to that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Supervisor Weishaupt, there's a lot of questions there. I'll try to answer each one or at least a portion of those. First off, with respect to interoperability, the system we chose is a standards-based system, P25. We chose it very carefully so that we can interoperate not just within the communities of Milwaukee County, but across the state of Wisconsin. We also chose a platform that is proven. And I'm not interested in disparaging other technologies, but I will say this. Our system is proven across the globe. We could not find an instance of our scale.
I don't have a problem with the technology or that side of it. Mm-hmm. The sticking point for all of this is the fee structure that you want to inflict, and this isn't, you know, the IT side of it. This is more of the negotiating side of things. You can't go to a municipality and tell them you're going to charge them $50,000 or $75,000 or $100,000 for radios, and then the next guy comes in the door and says, I'll give you a system for nothing. I can tell you how that's going to come out. They're going to go the other way and go with the guy because they don't, you know a megahertz from a whatever. You know, they just look at their local budget. Now, you look at the cuts in shared revenue, all kinds of other stuff that have come down. Municipalities are not in a position to just have $100,000 laying around. And, you know, so I don't quite understand why we're going to undercut our system because we're not negotiating correctly.
So, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, first of all, is nothing's free. And we made sure that in our facts-based dialogue with each community, we gave them the information to make a good financial and other decisions. I mean, so this wasn't, you know, us versus free. We put all our cards on the table. I lost my train of thought. It's time for me to retire.
No. Yeah, that's right. just to follow up on that, if I could. So we'll take Oak Creek for an example, and they probably should be here to speak for themselves, but one of the things that they had talked to us about was that right now the pricing, even with that grant, from my understanding, and I could be wrong, is comparable. Because, again, you have to recognize that that other provider, WISCOM, either, you know, they are there are costs associated with that platform as well. So to say that they're giving it away for free is not an accurate observation. They will hear that for sure, but there are infrastructure costs that we are actually, Milwaukee County is paying for the benefit of all of the municipalities, and it's one of the things that you have approved. It's a substantial multi-million-dollar infrastructure cost that we at Milwaukee County are absorbing. What we're asking the municipalities to do is simply cover their fair share of the incremental operating costs above and beyond what we continue to pay for. So right now our operating costs are $800,000 a year. Once the new system is up and running, it's going to cost approximately $1.2 million a year. What we're asking them to do is cover the cost, their fair share cost, of the $400,000 difference. We continue to subsidize the $800,000 a year. We continue to build out the infrastructure. What we're asking them to do is simply share in the cost of the incremental operating expense on a going-forward basis, so this is more sustainable, and quite honestly, so everybody's got skin in the game.
Well, just to finish up here, the last time I checked, everybody, all the municipalities pay Milwaukee County property taxes. The citizens of Milwaukee County, the citizens of Milwaukee pay Milwaukee County property taxes. It's not us versus them. This is about getting all of the emergency services on one unified network. And to think that they don't have skin in the game, the citizens of West Dallas already paid their county property taxes. They got plenty of skin in the game. And now they're being asked to. Should we be sending a rebate check to the city of Milwaukee because they're not on the system? you know, they've paid county property taxes. Half of my district is the city of Milwaukee. They've paid county property taxes for a tower that is in a suburban community. Why should they have to endure that cost? Should we be rebating them a check if it's going to be us versus them? They've paid for their own system. They got their own radios. They got all their own stuff. So why should they have to pay for a suburban communities? And, you know, so you have to set this system up that it's a county property tax system. It's a county-funded system. It's a county-operated system. And this is what you get for paying your property taxes, whether you live in Greendale or Milwaukee, West Dallas, or Whitefish Bay. It's your part of being part of our Milwaukee County family. And that's the way you need to look at it. And I think this, I don't know where you guys get this attitude that we're the county and everybody else is different. You know, these municipalities are somehow, it's not an us versus them. We all live in the same community, and we all pay county property taxes. So, you know, I just think you're going to end up in the wrong place at the end of the day, and we're going, by the time this is finished, you negotiate all these things for the next 10 years, the system's going to be outdated. So I just think that we need a different negotiating strategy, and you need to put in your budget the fee structure, a zero fee structure, and put in the money in the budget to cover that cost. Thank you.
All right, so this is an informational item. The subsequent item will be a next cycle will be the IGA, and that'll have any proposed fee structure. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank the Chief Information Officer for his patience. He came from the private sector, and he's mentioned that a number of times. This is his second retirement. I wish him and his wife and family well, and that he really enjoys this retirement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service to Milwaukee County.
Happy sealing.
Happy sealing. There you go.
Take me
we're
with
envious, you.
Take me with you.
Anytime.
All right, thank you. It's informational. Item 9.